A Corrections Department recruitment ad has fallen foul of the Advertising Standards Authority for perpetuating a negative stereotype of a Māori boy. The TV commercial showed a young Māori boy talking about his Māori father, who is a former inmate, and the corrections officer who helped him, with the boy saying he might become a corrections officer one day too. The ASA upheld the complaints about the commercial. Well, joining us now is Advertising Standards Authority CEO Hilary Suter. Kia ora, Hilary.
Kia ora, Lisa.
Can you just talk us through the nature of the complaints? What were they concerned about?
Sure. There are actually two ads that were complained about. So the first one was the one you described, and the second one was about an interaction between the Māori former prisoner and a Pākehā prison guard with the young boy present as well. The issues that the complainants raised, there were four complaints in total. The complainants found the ads offensive, and they were concerned about the negative stereotype of Māori and Pacifica people as criminals, and kind of the reinforcement of an unequal power dynamic, particularly in the ad, the longer ad, which has got the prisoner and the corrections officer speaking in front of the child, and the sort of the how those two characters were depicted.
And so in both commercials that are complained about, the corrections officer is Pākehā?
Yes.
Okay. So did you as a board agree on all counts with regard to the complaint?
Look, there was a minority view in relation to the first ad you talked about, that's the 15-second ad, the shorter ad, where you see the Māori boy in the forefront and the adults in the background. And some of the board thought that the identity of the two adults in the background wasn't obvious enough to create that level of harm. But the majority of the board thought it was a problem. And in our process, the majority view stands.
Okay, so the majority believe that they perpetuated negative stereotypes and that it's likely to be offensive and harmful to some viewers. What did corrections have to say to you about the advertisements and their reasoning?
They put forward a very comprehensive response. They explained that they'd done a lot of work along with their agency in terms of trying to get this right. They had a campaign of ads, so there are 9 ads in total. We've actually had complaints about 3, one of which was no grounds to proceed. And they also talked about the level of work they've done to consult in terms of the script, and they were looking to try and change the narrative. Some of their ads have been perceived as negative in the past, and they wanted to do something that was more positive, and they got some good feedback on that. The issue for the ASA really relates to our codes of practice. So under the Advertising Standards Code, which covers all ads in all media, we have certain rules, particularly in the area of social responsibility. And that's the sort of the ruler that we run over the ads when we get complaints.
I see in corrections response, they highlight the fact that there is obviously a disproportionate number of Māori who are currently in the corrections system, 53%. What consideration did you give to that when you looked at who they had got to play the characters in the advertisement?
Yeah, look, the board did consider that and certainly take on board, the challenge that the department has and the reality of that statistic. But in the board's view, the way that the two characters interacted sort of made that, the power imbalance that was reflected using those two characters was what really tipped it over the edge.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. That is the Advertising Standards Authority CEO, Hilary Suter, there.